It's Saturday, March the 6th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, America's jobs exceed expectations and Canada's fourth vaccine. First, the week in brief. America added 379,000 jobs to the payroll in February, exceeding analysts' expectations as its vaccination drive progressed, social distancing restrictions eased, and many businesses reopened. The unemployment rate remained steady, decreasing by only 0.1% from the previous month to 6.2%. Even at this pace, though, America would take another 25 months to return to its pre-COVID level of jobs. Joe Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion stimulus package moved closer to passing the Senate after a compromise was reached with Joe Manchin, a moderate Democratic senator. Democratic leaders agreed that a weekly $300 unemployment benefit would end in September. Mr. Manchin's opposition to a longer period of payments and his threat to vote with Republicans had stalled the bill's passage. A vote may now take place over the weekend. Canada approved a COVID-19 vaccine made by Janssen, a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson, for emergency use. It is the fourth jab Canada has given the green light to. Janssen's vaccine, which was also approved in America this week, is given as a single dose and does not require very cold storage, making distribution easier. A European Union report revealed that women in EU countries have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic because they make up the majority of workers in health and other frontline jobs. In addition to raising concerns about women's overrepresentation in lower-paid sectors, the report warned that the trends could widen the gender pension gap and other inequalities for decades to come. Antony Blinken, America's Secretary of State, announced a visa ban on Igor Kolomoisky for involvement in significant corruption and undermining the rule of law. The Ukrainian oligarch was governor of the Dnipropetrovsk Oblast region of central Ukraine in 2014 and 2015. The move is seen as an attempt to support Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, in his fight against graft. Mr. Kolomoisky denies all wrongdoing. Ousmane Sonko, a Senegalese opposition MP, returned to custody after briefly appearing in court. He is accused of rape, a charge that he denies and alleges is designed to prevent him opposing Macky Sall, Senegal's president, in the next election. Protests over his arrest have engulfed the country since Wednesday. Clashes between protesters and police have resulted in one death. And Chevron Corporation, the second largest American oil producer, announced it will buy the shares in Noble Midstream Partners it does not already own, valuing the pipeline operator at $1.3 billion. The deal comes less than 6 months after Chevron took over the parent company, Noble Energy, for $4.1 billion.